Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, wellness, freedom, justice, and sustainability. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
You got your strawberry, your ham and key and pawberry. You got your raspberry, your all that jazzberry. You got your blueberry, your what you gonna do, berry. You got your blackberry, you gotta bring it on back, berry.
Take it on back to me.
In this Valentine's special 2025, I'm featuring music by vegan couples. This is Charity and the Jam Band, and that's Charity with her husband, Darren. And this song is Peanut Butter and Jam.
Peanut butter
and jam.
This is a track from their new album, the Vegan Album.
You got your gooseberry, your goose on the looseberry. You got your boysenberry, your boys and girls and boysberry. You got your lingonberry,
you gotta keep on singing a merry.
You got your salmonberry,
you gotta keep on jamming berry.
Jam, 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 yeah, I say jam, jam, jam. Jam, 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 yeah, I say jam, jam, jam.
Brazil nut, pistachios, but if you're asking me, the best nut for making butter is
L-M-N-O, peanut butter and jam.
Peanut
butter and jam.
Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. The first broadcast was January 2nd, 2015. And for this 10-year celebration at Valentine's Day, I'm featuring a rebroadcast, a snippet of my interview in 2015 with a local vegan couple, Sherry and Forrest. So we'll be hearing from them shortly. First, we're going to hear another vegan song by another vegan couple in the UK. And this is Mobius Loop. It's Alex and Katie.
You call it slaughter, we call it torture. We can hear their sons and daughters. We are here.
Thank you.
snippet of the song Foxtrot Tally Ho Down by Mobius Loop. Thank you, Sherry, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
And thank you, Sarah.
It's good to be here.
Each animal is special, just like you and me. They want to live long and safe and free. The cows, pigs, and chicks, the goats and rats and mice, they trust your heart 'cause you'll treat them all nice. Now you know animals don't want us to eat them, so what is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. You treat them the way you like people treating you.
That children's song we just heard is performed live in the studio by my guest, Sherry Jepson Zitter, who's here along with her wife, Sarah Jepson Zitter. They are a very creative couple focusing on vegan arts and spirituality.
I feel like this room, this studio today is filled with female goddess power.
That's great.
Here's a snippet of my interview with Sherry and Forrest in Forrest Otter. She has changed her name, reflecting the beauty of nature, and that's Forrest with one R. And this was my interview with Sherry and Forrest in 2015. Enjoy.
And I'd also like to hear, I'm so curious about it, the blender bike that makes smoothies tabling.
Yes, the blender bike. We found this site somehow called Rock the Bike in San Francisco, and they go biking around town with this blender on the back, you know, behind the seat of the bike on a rack that's modified, and they offer smoothies to people. And we thought, what a great thing for our tabling, any kind of vegan activism. It draws people to the table, especially children. So we bought an old, a very old bicycle that's not really roadworthy, but it cost us $25 because it cost a couple hundred dollars to buy the piece to put on the back. It's a Blackburn rack that is adapted for a blender, and it can also be adapted for a food processor and a coffee and spice grinder or nut grinder, so it's very versatile. And we bought a trainer, so we just put the bike on the bike rack and bring it to places where we're tabling, and we set up the bike on the trainer with the blender on the back, and we have baggies full of chopped up bananas, apples, and kale. And so kids come over, adults come over, we say, would you like to make a smoothie here? Just pour this in and pour some water in and get on the bike. And kids are like loving these smoothies, and their parents are looking at us saying, I could never get her to eat kale.
Yeah,
this is
and
amazing.
They always want it. They don't want a sample cup. They want the sample from the one they just ground up. It's very cute.
And a lot of the parents ask where to get one because we say it's a kitchen appliance for us. We use it a lot for soups and dressings and chocolate mousse. You can use it for all kinds of things, the blender bike. And parents say, oh, we should get this in our kitchen and we give our kids more exercise.
I also appreciate the raspberries that you brought in.
Yeah, we moved into this really small space that's a tenth of an acre. And the first thing we did was we planted about 20 fruit trees. So we have apple trees and peach trees and lots of berry bushes and tons of strawberry plants, and we just love having lots of fruit.
So we got really interested in permaculture, just the idea of how humans can live closer to the earth, with the quote-unquote pests that we don't think are pests, and, you know, what plants work well for feeding the butterflies or the birds and the, well, with us it's squirrels.
Bees, we plant a lot of things for the bees. You know, as vegans and as environmentalists, we don't believe that there are any animals who are pests, either indoors or outdoors. You know, if we have fruit flies indoors, we work with them. If we have ants indoors, we work with them until they're ready to go outside. And we don't believe in weeds. Plants that we didn't plant are volunteers. And a lot of times we've, instead of pulling them out, we've left them to see what they turn into. And like one turned into an evening primrose, which is an incredible herb, mullein. Mm-hmm. We had little trees that have turned into wonderful mulberry bushes, and we got our first mulberry berries this season, which are really healthy.
Yeah. Well, the squirrels kept getting them the last few years, and I didn't know what they were doing. They kept hanging out on these tree branches. It's like, what are they eating? We didn't figure it out until this year when there were too many for them to eat all at once, so now we get a little bit.
And I feel like when we go out in the yard during the two and a half seasons of the year that we can, when we go out into the yard and pick greens for our smoothies in the morning, we have a dandelion patch, we have wild lettuce, we have violets, you know, we have ground ivy, clover, you know, there are a lot of things you can put in smoothies. People are constantly saying to us, well, what do you eat if you're vegan? Don't you feel so deprived? And we say, we feel more abundant than we ever have in our lives. There's so much wonderful food to eat, and it's so full of life.
Yes, you are living the transformed life, as Will Tuttle mentions in his book, that this era of the rising of veganism is Sophia rising, the feminine wisdom, and the new way of changing this old, obsolete paradigm of patriarchal carnist cultures globally is now shifting into one of balance, and it is with the feminine powers rising. So thank you for being great leaders in this transformative experience on Earth. Thank you.
Well, thank you for letting us get that information out on the network here, because we do a lot of this quietly at home. I mean, a lot of people know us, and they just think we're a little odd. But yeah, we'll talk to them if they ask, but they don't always ask. So.
And I'd also love to hear about the recipe for these awesome raw cookies that you brought in.
Let's see. I didn't bring the exact recipe, but I know it was only like four ingredients. It was almonds, coconut, a little salt, a couple of drops of vanilla extract, and then we just mixed it all in the food processor and made little balls and flattened them into cookies and then just put a little strip of date on the top of each one. They're so easy, and they keep in the refrigerator for 2 weeks or in the freezer for months. You don't have to cook them. We're really into raw food, but especially raw desserts are so yummy and easy to make. We have coconut carob macaroons that are really easy. We have a candy bar now, which is our figgy Waltons instead of fig Newtons. They're just figs, walnuts, coconut, carob, and a little salt. You just put it in the food processor.
As long as I know there's that on hand, I can have a filling snack if fruit's not quite making it. I want something a little more.
Oh, it's so good.
You tune in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break. Forrest Otter, formerly Sarah, and Sherry celebrated their 17th veganiversary the last week of January 2025. This is a sacred milestone for them each year. For Sherry and Forrest, veganism is primarily about love. Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. For this Valentine special 2025, I am rebroadcasting my interview in 2015, 10-year anniversary, 2015 interview with Sherry and Forrest, longtime vegans. Very powerful, very creative. This is The Duck Song by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs.
had become vegan a few years before our wedding, after we heard Will Tuttle and we were 95% vegan and he just pushed us right over the edge.
Another one of Sherry's songs, Be My Voice.
Thank you, Marlene. I just want to acknowledge that this song was inspired by the Catskill Farm Sanctuary, whose tagline is Be Their Voice, the voice of the animals.
You've never met me, I'm kept far away. You have no idea what I live through each day. My children taken from me, my world has no choice. I need you to help be my voice. Kept far away. You have no idea what I live through each day. My children taken from me, my world has no choice. I need you to help be my voice. I'm the waste of the milk that they steal.
This is a short sample of some of the lyrics I've inserted Will Tuttle's Cow Song.
They keep me confined so my muscles don't grow. And I miss my dear mama so. You've never met me, I'm kept far away. You have no idea what I live through each day. I was torn from my mama, my world has no choice. I need you to help be my voice. I need you to help be my voice.
Yeah, we really believe in intersectionality and that there are many environmentalists or faith communities or, you know, ways that we can outreach and let them know how essential veganism is to them.
There's another vegan song by Sherry Zitter. This is Animal Blessing Hymn.
Great and small, we hear your voice, we heed your call. We all are one in destiny, till all are safe, none shall be. To all the animals caged and wild, your eager mother's beloved child, we vow to honor your sacred worth in every way while on this earth. In every way while on this earth.
One can find the vegan songs by Sherry Zitter on her YouTube channel. That's Sherry Zitter, 8487. Those songs are Do You Think, the children's song, and also Be My Voice, and the one we just heard, Animal Blessing Hymn. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
And thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
One can contact Forrest, formerly Sarah, on Instagram, and that is as Sammy, its nickname. So it's at Sammy J. Zitter. That's S-A-M-I. J-Z-I-T-T-E-R. And Sherry, you can find her vegan music and her other social justice songs on her YouTube channel, S-H-E-R-R-Y, and then Z-I-T-T-E-R. Sherry and Forrest have noticed that over the years of being vegan, they have become more spiritually committed to nature,
they have become more aware of the wisdom of all sentient beings, and the line between us and nature has become more blurred. Forrest noted, quote, I am finding a home within myself for stronger vegan sensibilities and my feelings about the energy that runs through our life. I see it as a home in my heart I want to share with others through my art and how I live with Sherry, end quote. Now we're listening to Mobius Loop, Qualia.
Could never before has fire been so contrived. Wean me from my ignorance and open my third eye and listen to me. Politician, magician, one of privileged position. All seeing, all knowing, laws prevent growing and listen to me.
For this Vegan Nation Valentine Special 2025, I wish for all beings to be safe, happy, and free, and know that compassion encircles the earth for all beings. Let's go out with All Beings Be by Mobius Loop. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management.
Your prison cell, a rhythm hell, where art will keep you sane and well. Love on the floor, the walls and door. Petrochemical tree, and listen to me.
This is Marlene wishing you a beautiful, peaceful, lovely day. Next up is the Grassroots Session with Alex and Katie, and that was in 2020.
Wallace and Gromit, vegan advocacy, listen to me. Eggs are not good for you. Religion, it has never stood for you. Money is highly addictive. Return from whence you be and listen to me. Listen to me. You are love and love is free. No one can sell you, only compel you. There is no God.
Here's Mobius Loop. May all beings be Grassroots Sessions. Thank you to the vegan musicians, and thank you, Sherry and Forrest. Again, much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. You're greatly appreciated.
Dog food that Sarah makes every other day for our doggies, vegan dog food and vegan dog snacks.
Oh, they're fun to think of.
Beings, thank you so much for tuning in to Grassroots Sessions.
Yes, we are going to talk a little bit about this song and how it came to be.
Yes,
one of our only like mantra songs that we get everyone to sing along with us.
Yeah,
and it's our mantra for non-violence and freedom for all beings.
Yeah,
it's inspired by the abolition of slavery for all beings, yeah. whether they're human or animals, sing together in the hope of a future where beings aren't capitalized on or born into slavery. Mm. So it's a song really close to our hearts, and definitely inspired by the vegan movement. We've been vegan for nearly eight years now.
Yeah, 8 years in March.
We're just really inspired by that movement to speak up for those who cannot speak.
Great gratitude to all from Vegan Nation.
If you want some milk but don't want animals to bleed, then bless that mother's udders and just milk yourself a seed. All you need's a blender, strainer, water, seed and jug, and 30 seconds later you will have a creamy mug of
hemp milk.
It's such a lovely day, and I've just made myself some milk in such a lovely way.
Hemp milk,
you really can't complain. Just blend hemp seed with water and give it all a strain. Hemp milk is really good for you. Pour it on your cereal or have it in your brew. Hemp milk, the healthiest around, the greatest source of protein that humans ever found. Subsidize the dairies and glorify the wars. Hemp milk, no need to rape a cow, and we can end their suffering right now.
That was Alex and Katie of Mobius Loop, the hemp milk song.
No way you can keep your cage. Keep roaming and we'll be okay. Free as the freest birds. Keep singing and we will be heard. It's a new day and the sun will shine. Keep singing and we'll be just fine. It's a no-brainer, it'll take no time. Keep singing and we'll be just fine, maybe.
Thank you.